Now, we are talking about innovation. See, we talked about the technology. So, when we are talking about technology, as we have discussed in our previous slides, technology is something which has already been innovated. You are just using others' innovation, okay, and to make your life easier or make your business easier or grow your businesses. But innovation will always be something new, like agriculture is the backbone of many rural areas, right? So innovation in farming should always keep on increasing, because the innovation in agriculture will always yield productivity. It will also be sustainable. It will also bring a lot of sustainability and profitability. Adoption of new technology will always allow the farmers to make data-driven decisions and reduce environmental impact. Focus areas: precision farming techniques, sustainable farming innovations. Innovation empowers farmers to compete with modern markets while preserving traditional practices as well. It helps the rural economy transition into more efficient and eco-friendly agricultural system. Precision farming techniques overview. The definition of precision farming, which uses technology to monitor and manage crop variability. It also optimizes the use of resources like water, seeds, and fertilizers. It relies on technology such as GPS guided equipment, sensors, and data analytics to enhance efficiently and productivity. It also increases profitability. It improves the sustainable practices by reducing excessive use of agricultural input. GPS technology for farming. So this is the simple aspects which gives you an aspect, like from the tower, it is how the signal of GPS is being used by someone who's using the technology like tractor. GPS guided equipment are really useful because what happens, it enhances precision. Tractors and harvesters equipped with GPS ensures precision planting. It is efficiency gains. It reduces overplanting, under fertilizing, and input cost. Mapping fields. GPS maps fields that track crops. It reduces soil compaction by ensuring minimal overlap of farmers' equipment. It saves fuels. It also saves the labor cost by optimizing field views. Data-driven decision-making. Role of sensors. Now, what are the roles of sensors? Sensors usually collect real-time data on soils, moisture, crop growth, weather, input. There are so many other aspects. It gives you an informed decisions. Like farmer can decide optimal times on watering, fertilizing, and also harvesting. Issue identification. You can have a quick response on pest, on nutrient deficiency, or drought conditions, even flood. Improve long-term farm planning through historical data. You can have a historical data, and then you can actually analyze your data, and you can imagine about your crop yield. What are you utilizing your data to the fully extent? There are so many other aspects which the farmers can use it in the real time. It also reduces reliance on guesswork. Our farming is always or is most of the time it is on guesswork, right? But enhancing farm efficiency always yields higher results. Drones and remote sensing. Monitoring crop health, efficiency in large field always helps. It is cost effective. It reduces unnecessary treatment and maximizes input efficiency. Drone also helps in precision spraying or fertilizers and pesticides by minimizing waste. It improves monitoring and environmental conditions like deforestation or water usage in farming areas. Application for remote sensing. There are various aspects of which we can use on remote sensing in agriculture, like crop analysis and monitoring. We can use soil health assessment, climate and weather impact, precision farming and decision making support system, also crop yield forecasting or prediction, sustainable farming innovation, and a quick overview about it. What are the objectives? It reduces agricultural environment impact while maintaining or increasing yields. It focuses on soil regeneration, biodiversity, water conservation, and also eco-friendly inputs. It supports long-term ecological health and support security. It encourages adoption of climate-smart agricultural practice. It aims in to balance the economic growth with environmental stewardship. Organic and regenerative agricultural. Organic farming, which it avoids synthetic fertilizers. It also avoids relies on composting and crop rotation. Regenerative agriculture. It focuses on rebuilding soil health, biodiversity, and water retention. Technique involves overcropping, agroforestry, and minimal tiltage. It improves soil carbon and also helps combating climate change. It reduces reliance on external agricultural input, and also it lowers cost for farmers. These are the broader principle of regenerative agriculture, like minimizing soil disturbance. It is organic. It keeps the soil covered. It also incorporates livestock. And as you know, diversity is the key, right? So you need to diversify when you are practicing this kind of agricultural activities. Water conservation technologies, as these are something, I'm sure these are the things which you would have read in your schools or in your college. Okay, efficient irrigation, like the drip irrigation, which minimizes water, rainwater harvesting, and also the impact, the critical areas facing water scarcity. What can you do in those areas which is actually facing an acute water challenges? Or the areas which is having excess water, like the flooding, some of the areas in UP and Bihar, okay, they are actually facing during the monsoon, the area is having issues with water because of flooding, and in the during the summers, the same areas are having water shortages. What can you do? So, having the water conservation or implementing or experiencing the water conservation technologies can actually help you help you in the areas which is facing water scarcity issues. Using of sensors to monitor soil moisture also prevent over irrigation. If you know which soil has what moisture, which soil is having issues, you can always use those soil in the right appropriate way, right? Adoption of desalination technology in water stressed areas like Gujarat is using a lot of Gujarat and also Chennai. These are the two, Tamil Nadu, these are the two states which is actively using desalination plants. Which is, you know what is desalination plant? Desalination is nothing but a very big RO machine which is converting the seawater into the normal potable or drinking water. So I was part of two desalination plant, which one was in the Gujarat area and other one was in Tamil Nadu near Chennai. So both these plants were the two first projects of India. Dubai has been using a lot of desalination projects or plants. So India is also adopting, specifically the coastal areas, which is having very, unfortunately, the coastal areas are having very minimal, most of the coastal areas in India, they are having an acute water shortages, because the our traditional water is only two, right? You either you are dependent on the sea water or the river water or the ground water. So there are many coastal areas, barring few coastal areas, which is the Western Ghats. So I will not talk about that, but there are a lot of coastal areas, specifically in Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, and also in certain places in Odisha, which is facing a huge acute challenges, okay, when it comes to water. So desalination plants is the ideal situation, okay, to work, because the areas which is closer to coastal line is always profitable, right? Because it's the export, it can be built, all these coastal areas can be built into the export hubs, like what China has done. If you see China, if you compare China with East and West, East has this more than 80 to 90% of the population which is focused, and the West has very limited, because West is an area which is which doesn't have sea, which doesn't have access to sea. So basically all the population in China lives in, mostly it lives in the western sites, and most of these cities, maybe most of the urban area cities. Today only I was reading one of the articles which says that China, okay, has more than, it has 10 times more cities which is having million plus population. That means India has not been able to develop the larger cities, and it can only be able to develop when they are able to give proper water to their population. So adaptation of desalination technology in water stressed areas is very important, can be a game changer. Now, benefit of the rainwater harvesting is something I would not want to go into detail. You all would, I'm sure you all would know about it. What rainwater harvesting do? It reduces soil erosion. It saves water resources. It has an ability to cultivate even in dry lands. It has more yields and it is sustainable. It uses less groundwater. When you are having a rainwater harvesting, the stress on the groundwater is very less. We all know that using of the groundwater is the ideal situation, but actually you are having if you are using the groundwater should be used last, because filling the groundwater takes 500 to 800 years. So the water which you are using has been into implementation from almost 100 years or 200 years or 400 years. So actually now there has been a lot of other technologies also which is working on refilling the groundwater water. That's a different story altogether. But then rainwater harvesting is a game changer. Biotechnology and genetically improved crops. Resilient crops, like genetically modified crops which can withstand pest, diseases and climate change. Eco-friendly inputs, which uses bio-fertilizers, bio-pesticides, and it promotes soil health and reduces chemical dependency as well. It allows higher yield. It is also helping in drought-tolerant crops, like it ensures agricultural sustainability in water-scarce region. It enhances global food security by improving the crop efficiency and reducing the post-harvest losses. India has been seen as the provider for food security, not only for the India but also for the global. In COVID, we have seen that India, the supply of the food, specifically the grains and rice and other areas to the Western market, has been very immense. So we can utilize, we can improve, or we can increase the production of these foods, and we can put ourselves into the map of the global food security player, isn't it? Agroecology and ecosystem-based farming. There are some aspects like it integrates farming with natural ecosystem to promote biodiversity and sustainability. Techniques like intercropping and polyculture for healthier soils and pest reduction is also something which many farmers are using. Focus is mostly on environmental sustainability and ecosystem of health. It also supports smaller farmers by promoting low cost and resource efficient farming techniques. It helps preserve traditional agriculture knowledge while incorporating modern technology innovations. Precision farming techniques like GPS, it is sustainable through sustainable innovation like organic farming, water conservation, biotechnology. Together, these innovations equip rural farmers to address climate change. It improves productivity and ensures sustainability. Innovation in agriculture plays a key role strengthening rural economies and global food system. Adoption of these practices fosters resilience in farming communities and ensures long-term viability. Access to information and education. So usually the game-changing thing is importance, because it is critical for rural entrepreneurs to enhance their skills and even knowledge. The digital tools often provides opportunities to connect with markets, the new markets and network which was not seen in the past. It also helps overcome traditional barriers in rural environments. It drives innovation, competitiveness and operational efficiency as well. So focus on online learning resources and information network for rural development has been very critical. Importance of online learning, skill development, like entrepreneurs can learn modern businesses practice and management skills. It also provides a tailored resources for diverse technology. It encourages entrepreneurship by offering easy access to innovative tool. It builds confidence. It reduces dependency on traditional systems. Skill development through online platforms. It actually allows comprehensive learning. Courses on business administration, digital tool and marketing often helps the rural entrepreneurs or the farmers to build comprehensive learning. Agriculture focused platforms. Insights on agriculture, crop management, pest control. It also improves productivity by teaching best practices in specific industry. It encourages long-term learning for evolving market demands. The platform also helps rural entrepreneurs to build competitive edge in their fields. Access to expert guidances like mentorship opportunities, interactive learning, government-backed initiatives. It creates networking opportunities for experienced professionals. It also helps rural businesses find solutions to complex operational challenges. Cost-effective and flexible learning. It is affordability. It reduces travel and tuition cost. Basically, if you have some courses or some sessions which is available online, it not only reduces your travel time, but it also reduces your tuition cost, right? Because it's available. Most of the courses are available from the NGOs, from the government or from the private institutes, are mostly are free. They are accessible to most of the people by and large. It is also flexible. You can learn it at your own pace, own speed, own time. Okay, the content which is available right now, the course which we are doing, it is something which you can read at a particular point of time, but you can read it at your own convenience also, right? Platform often offers mobile friendly access. It increases increasing inclusivity also. It encourages participation from rural women and marginalized groups. It breaks geographical barriers to advanced learning. Information network, roles in rural development. There has been a lot of network connect in rural businesses, market, resources, It provides real-time updates on market trends. It facilitates cooperation among rural entrepreneurs and stakeholders. It also helps business respond in the changing demand conditions. Connecting with the market, it gives you an access with the market trends. It gives you direct market access. It eliminates middlemen. It also gives you access to resource and service supports like financial services, government programs, agriculture inputs, so on and so forth. It also helps knowledge sharing and community support like peer cooperation, community network. It fosters innovations by leveraging collective experience and things and so on and so forth. Digital literacy and training is also which we have discussed in our previous sessions. It promotes self-sufficiency, peer learning, accessibility. It also addresses subsidized accessibility. It also gives you affordable and accessible to technology like subsidized program, affordable tools, improved and also some offline tools as well. Partnership and collaboration is also one of the important aspects. Like it collaborates with collaborative efforts by NGOs, private companies will drive digital accessibility. Device distribution, community technology centers, and stakeholder alliance is also one of the important points. Long-term partnership, it builds capacity. It also integrates cross sectors. Benefit to access to information and education, like skill development, market expansion, resource access, and operation efficiency is also one of the important aspects. Innovation drivers, decision makings, community growth. Technology innovations is also something which we have discussed, like what are the importance of technology, sector impact, collaborations, what are the objective, catalyst for change and failure, future outlook as well. Some of the examples of rural entrepreneurship which you can look into it at your disposable time. There are some case studies which we have also jotted down for your ready reference. So some of the case studies I'll just take you through, like eChopal, in the interest of time I'll just take you through these case studies. You can always look into it, because most of these have already been discussed in our previous sessions, like eChopal, which we have discussed, the internet chaos schemes of ITC, which provides farmer real-time access. Solar-powered irrigation pumps, which we have used of some examples of sub-Saharan Africans. They have their renewable powers pumps, which they have addressed to address the water scarcity in rural areas. They have used the solar powered irrigation pumps in the rural areas, and benefit was it reduces the dependency on costly and polluting diesel generators. It promotes sustainable farming practices within the community. It lowers operation costs and it also reduces greenhouse gas. Outcome was improved food security for the region and better livelihood for farmers, and it enhances resilience for climate change. Case study 3 is on the payment mobile systems in Kenya. The M-Pesa platform, like M-Pesa, which was also launched in India from Vodafone. It actually revolutionized the financial transactions in the rural areas. It is just like the UPI, what UPI have done in India. Case study 4 is the Brazil-based agricultural platforms, which has changed the agri. It actually provides the mobile tools for monitoring soil, weather, and pest. So the outcome was higher profit for farmers, efficient farming practices, and it also increased resilience to agricultural challenges. Collaboration for technology development. There has been a lot of collaboration, like collaboration ensures tailored and accessible process, and key stakeholders within this is government, NGOs, and private companies. other than local communities to validate relevance and applicability. Partnership benefits because it aligns technical experts with the local needs. It also augments the resource pool to ensure cost-effective deployment of technology. It also fosters long-term support and agricultural benefit. Objective is create scalable, impactful rural technology that drives innovation, inclusive growth. Government sector, government-private sector partnership is the purpose for this is to accelerate development in the most needed underserved rural areas. Key contribution is government, which provides policy support, private company will drive innovation. Example, PM Kusum scheme in India, which promotes solar irrigation by subsidies. It increases rural, in the rural economy, the use of renewable energy technologies, adaptation. And it benefits the energy, reduces cost, energy cost. It enhances collaboration with between stakeholders, and it also drives large-scale adaptation. Role of NGO is something which you cannot deny. There has been a very strong role of NGO, which we have already discussed in our previous chapters. Role of NGOs is very impactful. It delivers training, it delivers, it facilitates cultural relevant deployment. It also provides localized content. There are some examples which you can view in your CSR is also one of the important points because from 2014, there has been the CSR, which is Corporate Social Responsibility Initiative, which has been, which mandates the corporates to contribute some part, 2% of their annual profit towards CSR. This will also help them reduce their and reduce their tax liability. So this contribution is actually a game changer, and the contribution, in fact, my company, it is also putting a lot of money in the implementing of biogas in these rural areas, studies, research, and all those areas. So there are some examples which you can refer. Benefits of technology and innovation. It enhances productivity, it supports economic growth, and it is also sustainable. It empowers the rural entrepreneurs. It is also global. It also integrates the rural population with the global, and it is also resilient. Key takeaways is technology innovation addresses rural challenges. It collaborates with and ensures tailored affordable products. Some examples are like eChopal, M-Pesa, which has displayed potential transformation drive. Future vision is empowering rural entrepreneurs. Continuous innovation always lead to sustainable growth. And rural entrepreneurs will always play a pivotal role in building sustainable and self-reliant communities. Solar powered is something which we have already discussed. Biogas is very important because you have a lot of biofuel, and if you use the biogas in the right way, you can change the terrain and you reduce the use of the fuels. Okay, because you utilize less of fuel and your reliance on biogas is increases many folds. There are some write-ups or text on wind and hydro which you can refer at your water conservation technology. We have already discussed waste management and recycling. Impact on technology on rural market, changing consumer behavior through technologies, expanding market reach with digital tools, measuring. These are the points which we have already discussed, and this is in detail, but most of the points have been covered, so I will not take much of your time. In the interest of time, So preparing for rural future business is entrepreneurs should highly invest in digital literacy and upskilling them to adapt deep with the emerging technology. Encouraging a global culture and innovation fosters experimentation with new tools and ideas. Collaborations with tech providers, governments, and NGOs will always create opportunity for the shared success. Thank you. With this, we end the chapter 8. See you in the next chapter. Thank you.